This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get out to Joe Cowley covering the Bulls for the Chicago Sun-Times. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Fellas, how you been?
Well, we've been waiting with bated breath to find out the fate of the Bulls with that first round draft pick. I think we've decided anything other than a move down is a success tonight. But obviously, if you get into the top three, that is a real success. If a team behind you jumps you, that's not so good.
No, especially if it's a team that's in that same shopping aisle that you are in. And, that's why I think I talked to you guys last month about this. It was huge winning that that toss with Sacramento, because Sacramento's kind of looking for the same type of player that the Bulls are. So if you could cut them off and at least give yourself a chance to look at some other guys, that's huge. And so, if they stay at six, which, you kind of have to look at and count as a big possibility, there's players to be had in the pre-draft camp, and medicals and interviews and the visits and all that stuff will determine who that guy is.
And Joe, when you look, you talked about the totality of it. The 22nd overall pick that Nico got you is important too. What are the chances that they pull something they've done in years past, where they package it and move up? They need a solid pick there. I mean, Jimmy Butler's likely not there, but they need a guy who's a rotation player, a starter. What are you looking for with that pick?
Well, you could. There's always that possibility that you could nudge up a spot or two, and not have to. If there's a guy you really love, and there's a team willing to swap with you at four, and they stay at six, and they want that other first round pick, I think the Bulls have to do it. Especially if it's a guy they love. You don't want to just take a guy just because. You don't want to take Wendell Carter because Wendell Carter was there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
There's just a feel about it you have to have. You're not going to move up any higher than that, even with another first round pick. I mean, that's just not realistic. And with that second pick, you're still looking to stab a guy who is a rotation guy. I mean, the one thing about this draft, I don't think it's as good as last year's draft. And I've said that throughout. I've been pretty consistent with that. And not only at the top, but depth wise. But I still think there are players to be had as long as you did your homework. And they come to the right system. I mean, there's other things that have to be involved. So, you should still get a value rotation guy at 22nd. And best case scenario, hey, if you love Marvin Bagley III and he's there at four and someone's willing to swap four and six and then take your 22nd, you go and get a Marvin Bagley III. I mean, I don't think you think twice about it. I mean, yes, you are trying to collect assets, but at the same time, you're trying to collect the best player you can to fit with your core three and up it to four, and then you continue to build from there.
I've heard so many different rumors about how the draft's going to fall, and, one of them is that Doncic is favored by the Suns because of the connections with the coach. Do you believe that Ayton is that much the best player that he has to go first, or – you mentioned Bagley. That's another guy that people love, and he was projected to go high. And then you got, obviously, no one knows what to make of the back surgery with Michael Porter.
Yeah.
How do you see the top of the draft falling? What is it? Is there any chance the Bulls could have the same shopping list regardless of where they fall, or does it change dramatically based on the fact that, these three players are rated as highly as they are?
No, I think it changes. If you jump into the top three, I think it changes, because then you are looking at prime real estate.
Mm-hmm.
You're still getting a nice plot and a nice land at six. But if you're in the top three, the Doncic thing, look, he's not going to work out. He's not going to be at the pre-draft camp. Everybody went to Europe. All the teams went to Europe this year and watched him. Gar went at least once, I think twice, to watch him. they you talk to the Euros. You know, I did a big story. I talked to Zipser and Nico, and then Markkanen talked about it later on. Doncic to them is Euro LeBron. 6'7", 6'8", can handle the ball, pass first guy, can shoot it, rebound. You know, no one really knows his physicality level, just because they play a different style of basketball. So you either are believing that hype and your scout's eyes told you that hype is real, or you're not. So the fact that they have a coach that has a Euro background, you have to connect the dots there. But 7'1", pure athletic skills, built like something that the Titans threw down. Ayton is on, you know, kind of had, just looks like he has everything. The problem is you watch film on him. Now, you don't know if it's coaching. You don't know if it's the college game where coaches are slowing the ball down and have to have their hands on every play. But when you watch the film on him, a lot of moments of, yes, built like Shaq, but played more like Stanley Roberts. And so I think that might, if you see him not go number one, it's because he didn't interview well. People watch the film and wonder why this guy didn't dominate more. I mean, he really didn't jump on the radar screen until probably a month before the tournament started. Then he really started playing well on both sides of the ball. So that's the kind of guy that gets you fired, if you guess wrong on him. And again, you have to – he's a guy you have to bring him in. You have to put your hands on him. You have to see exactly what he's about and then make that decision.
Is this still Gar's show when it comes to scouting and putting together the draft board? John said when we talked to him, I'm sure you've had the conversation with him, he said he was out looking at all the obvious guys too and putting his eyes on them. But how much has their scouting department changed, if at all, over the years too?
Well, they don't have a huge scouting department.
Right, I mean, it's always been smaller size.
It's always smaller size. That hasn't changed. They trust their guys. They like their guys. Their guys are obviously really busy this year. You know, Gar was basically put in witness protection for a couple of reasons, obviously, because this draft is so huge. And secondly, they made the decision to go ahead and I think they got the pulse of the fan base that whenever Gar talks, there's anger. And so I think they made the decision that John has to be that voice and that face for right now. I think they would eventually like to see Gar step up, but he has to get better at it. He has to be more transparent. This is... You know, he's collecting most of the data. This is going to fall on him. This is his gig. You know, though, obviously, you know, Fred's been watching film the last month now. He didn't really do much during the season as far as the college guys. Obviously, he did his due diligence with Michigan State guys because his son was on that team. So I think he knows them really well just from his son, Jack. So, this is a Gar Forman production. You credit them for what they did last year. I mean, if you're going to commit to rebuild, to get what they got, to me it was a great basketball trade for both teams, and you applaud them for that because you don't see a lot of rebuilds get a jump start like that did. Now that doesn't mean it's going to result in anything, but at least it's you've got three players that you can say these are a three young core. That doesn't happen as quick as it usually does.
So which of the Michigan State kids, there's a couple of them, would they grab? I mean, is it?
Obviously Jackson, I think is the guy
ahead of Bridges,
on their
list. Right?
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about a guy that could play the four or the five, possibly. He's even athletic enough to play a big three if you want to go to big lineup. He's interchangeable with Markkanen. They love the fact of his shot. The guy they get has to have some kind of defense. And so, you know, the idea, you know, that's why, say if Doncic slides. I don't know if that's the guy that fits here. I mean, you look and you say, okay, they're going to look for a small form. We all know that. The intriguing one is the name you brought up, Michael Porter Jr., who at the beginning of the year was consensus number one with Doncic. His USA performance was ridiculous, showed a scoring ability. You talk to some scouts, it was very Durant-like as far as everything he did from everywhere on the floor, mid-range, long, in close. The back surgery is a red flag, but, you know, you have to trust your medicals on that, and you have to... You know, you've got two games that he put on film for Missouri. Well, I mean, two and what, 5 minutes before he went out that first game?
Yep,
so
yep.
A very small sample size. That's the intriguing guy. Because to me, if he slides at six and your medical's checked out okay, that's the guy that if Gar Forman picks and he doesn't go right, I don't think Bulls fans could be angry because that's that if you get a guy like that at six with his skill set and he holds up, to me, that's steal of the draft.
I know the second of the two first round picks, 22nd. I know that nobody's really looking at that, but it'll depend on how it falls, and there could be someone there. But that kid from IMG Academy is a very young kid, Anthony Simmons, right?
Right, big, athlete, raw, looked really good on film, was a top recruit. So, yeah, I mean, that's a guy that
you might steal a guy late, who...
Right, and again, that's going to come down to your draft board, your homework.
Right.
Also, what they get with that first pick, they can say, okay, let's get a big now and just stash him. We've got our small forward, let's get a big and stash him. I don't think they're going to grab a Euro and stash a guy for a year or two.
Yeah, they've done that how many times?
Yeah, they've done that a lot. I don't think that's the game plan from talking with people. I don't think that's something they're interested in. Look, it's a big night. You kind of get excited for the simple fact of what happened in 2008.
Yep.
Because Lightning has obviously struck once. Can it happen again? It's in Chicago. You got the whole thing. But, if they end up at six, I don't think anybody's going to be crying. I mean, like you said, the worst-case scenario is one of those teams behind them jumps them, especially a team that's shopping in that same store.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, fellas, anytime.
That is our guy, Joe Cowley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.